Last week, we said that maintaining the cons turns out to be the most highly rewarded economic activity. And in previous shows, we've argued that the Plato-driven citizen-barbarian division, in any of its many guises of mental manual labor, insider-outsider, provides the key divide. So preserving this con must necessarily be highly remunerated. So in this quote from David M. Gordon, consider the reaction of one of the power guys he's meeting with. Quote, more than a decade ago, the New York Times hosted a small roundtable on the ailing economy, subsequently publishing large extracts from the discussion. Participants included Felix G. Rohatyn, senior partner in the Wall Street firm Lazard Frere, and a major economic policy advisor in centrist Democratic Party circles, and Walter B. Wriston, then chairman of Citicorp and Citibank, and a member of President Reagan's Economic Policy Advisory Board. I, and this is David Gordon speaking, I also joined in the conversation. Moderated by the late Times economics columnist Leonard Silk, we roamed widely over the economy's problems in the early 1980s and various prescriptions for their solution. At one point in the discussion, talking about some of the structural sources of stagnant productivity in the U.S. economy, we turned to the huge size of U.S. corporate bureaucracies. I cited some recent management consultant studies that had suggested that as many as 50% of corporate managerial and supervisory personnel were redundant. We could apparently trim huge chunks of fat off the top and middle layers of those corporations, this seemed to imply, and the corporations would be able to function just as effectively at much lower cost. One might have expected the participants from the business sector to rise to the bait, defending the citadels of U.S. capitalism, but they scarcely batted an eyelash. Quote, I wouldn't know if expenditures for executive personnel are wasted, Walter Wriston replied. The chances are, half of it is, he joked. Figuring out which half is the difficult problem, unquote. I call it, says David Gordon, the bureaucratic burden, the massive size and cost of the managerial and supervisory apparatus of private U.S. corporations. It's one of the most stunning features of the U.S. economy, unquote. And that's from page 33 of Fat and Mean. Now let's consider the reaction of Walter Wriston as we ponder this question. What does falling profits globally mean structurally, i.e., in terms of the privatization project of power? I once took a class that required me to write a paper on what was then called interlocking directorships. All these power guys sitting on each other's boards and whatnot, and I chose Citibank. I don't remember much about it, but what I retained from that paper was this. Walter Wriston saying, quote, Jakarta pays the check, unquote. As a child reading this, I wondered what he meant. And now I think it can help us with the phrase falling rate of profit, along with Wriston's blasé reaction to David's news of bloated management. These guys know what world they're making, one in which only certain of us do the serious paying. Falling rate of profit means we've been squeezed as much as we can be. But it also means power's slip is hanging. The underpinnings are getting exposed. We've fallen as low as we're gonna go. And we're seeing the duplicity in the tattered package called economy. Under a hierarchical ordering of the world, there must be winners and losers. Now, we don't ask a train that never had brakes, that's speeding downhill, please stop. No, we get off. We start building a new track, and we don't look back.